you know what, I just go out and play the game. I think there's a lot of rules in place. Every year there seems to be new rules for safety for players, and I think that's important that we keep taking a look at films and at players and talking to players and just evaluating what we can do.
And I know your number one concern as far as Ryan Shazier is his well-being. But does it shake you a little bit when you see something like that happen?
Well, of course, because it's you know, it's a brother, it's a teammate. You never like to see injuries happen in football, regardless whether it's a sprained ankle or something like what happened to Ryan. It's a scary, scary incident, and we just continue to pray for him and his family.
Ben, is it difficult to go forward this week, or how do you put that aside and kind of prepare for the week?
You know, we send our thoughts and prayers to Ryan and his family, obviously. But we have a game to prepare for, and we know that's what Ryan wants. And in talking to Ryan, that's what he wants. So we're going to go out and prepare for the Baltimore Ravens like Ryan would want us to do and is asking us to do.
What's been your correspondence with him?
Talking to him. I don't need to tell you what we talk about. That's none of your business.
Ben, with AB not practicing last week, did you do anything special to kind of keep him involved in the game plan at all?
Just constantly communicating, talking, making sure, answering questions, whatever he needed. But, you know, we know when he gets on the field, his football ability is going to take over. So I just wanted to make sure that I could answer any questions that he needed, answering in terms of new things that were put in.
He never not practices. Was he kind of bouncing off the wall a little bit?
Oh, yeah. He wanted to be out there a lot. We had to hold him back.
What was your reaction to Juju's suspension?
I didn't think it was warranted. I thought maybe a fine, pretty steep fine, something like that. But, you know, I thought what happened, the play that happened in the context of a football play. It wasn't away from the ball. It wasn't a hit on a kicker, a defenseless player. It was a guy getting ready to make a tackle, a much bigger football player. You know, obviously we don't like the taunting, standing over him, things like that. But you're going to look at, I don't like to compare players and suspensions and things like that, but you look at what Gronk did and what Juju did, and they got the same suspension. I don't know that that's necessarily fair, but that's above all of our pay grades.
Ben, I know you have to get used to playing division games, and this late in the year, they're obviously there's a lot at stake. But the Cincinnati and then Baltimore back-to-back, mm-hmm. Talk about the intensity that will carry over.
Two very physical football games, and not a lot of time to get ready for one of our most physical games usually of the season, and that's Baltimore. So just do everything we can to get mentally prepared and hope the body gets ready to come ready to go by Sunday.
Yeah, they're both physical, but is it different playing Cincinnati to Baltimore maybe from a respect standpoint?
Yes, absolutely. I mentioned it before the game to the production guys that when you play Baltimore, you're gonna get your head knocked off. They're going to knock your head off. You're going to try and knock theirs off, but you're going to help them up in respect and say, hey, great job. Let's go at it again. You know, and it's a lot of it's kind of fun playing that kind of football game. I mean, it's not fun in the sense that your body hurts, but it's fun in the sense that there's a lot of respect between the two teams.
Why is that different than time?
What's that?
Did that evolve over time as the years have gone, has the respect level risen? I mean, it seemed like
– With Baltimore?
With Baltimore, yeah.
I feel like it's always been there. From Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Nada, Suggs, I think there's always been a you know, I don't want to say a hatred because you want to beat that guy, but it's just like you know, it's two kind of friends going at it in the playground. You know, you battle each other out. At the end of the day, you shake hands and you say, hey, looking forward to next year. You know, it just there's always been that respect there, I think.
Why is that different than Cincinnati, Ben, in your opinion?
I have no idea. I truthfully don't.
Do you think this is a better rivalry because it's a more competitive series?
Possibly.
But now that the precedent has been set for Juju, the Juju hit, and the Iloka hit, is it your expectation that the NFL has to follow through and suspend that every time now, because those are fairly common?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Now that you set the precedent, is that the precedent now? Is it going to change? You never really know with this league and in terms of discipline and what's going to happen. So, like I said, just go out and play the football game. I was disappointed that he got a game. We thought there was going to be a very hefty fine, obviously, but they obviously had different thoughts on it.
Ben, Baltimore started to figure it out defensively? They look a little bit different than maybe the first time you guys played them.
They're a very good defense. They're good the first time we played them. I'm not sure what their rank is, but it's probably very near the top. And opportunistic defense. They score, I think that we saw today, 7 touchdowns with their offense on the sideline. You know, that's a lot of points, and they get after it, and they've got some really good football players. So a really, really big challenge for us.
Speaking of the Ravens defense, You mentioned some of the names you mentioned. A lot of those guys are gone. Suggs mm-hmm. is still there. How much can you relate to him in that sense that there's been a lot of turnover? And what's it like to see him playing at this level at this stage of his career?
Spectacular. A lot of respect for him, what he's able to do at such a high level for such a long time. They've lost guys, but they also have gotten guys. Mosley, and they've gotten Weddle and Jimmy Smith and people like that. Same thing as us. You know, we lost some of our players, but we've gotten new players that kind of carry on the tradition and history of this rivalry.